Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Gerard Mayo talking with the Greg Hill Show. That was Wiggy asking the questions. WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. We are live here from Gillette on a Patriots Monday. Certainly not a victory Monday, as the Patriots now fourth in the draft order, with the weakest strength of schedule, by the way, which I just looked that up. Out of all the teams that are jockeying for that first overall pick, Patriots' strength of schedule is .468. That is lower than Jacksonville, lower than the Giants, lower than Vegas, Carolina, and Tennessee, along with the Jets, Cleveland Browns, Saints, and the Bengals. Saints and Bengals are both 4-win teams, so they're probably not really in this conversation. But yeah, the Patriots with a .468 strength of schedule, the lowest, which kind of adds another layer to just how sad the season's been so far. But things are on the upswing because Andy Hart has a plan. What's the Hart plan at these
Okay, days? So we know we've had various aspects of the plan. Will Campbell from LSU, draft him to be your left tackle. Oh, there's some questions about him. We've had the lust for a Bengals wide receiver. Started with T. Higgins. Then it transitioned to, is Jamar Chase unhappy? Could we go get Jamar Chase? Then Schefter kind of crapped all over that plan and said, no, T. Higgins will be available. Okay.
But he was high on Higgins.
Absolutely. So I'm back on the T. Higgins plan.
Yes.
But you have a lot of money. You have draft picks moving forward that you could utilize. So, two-part plan. I believe we need to upgrade in the front office and in the field, and together they could work. So,
okay. What, oh, I know where this is going. All right.
What team, maybe in the Northeast, has drafted really, really, really well in recent years, and yet the guy is out of a job?
The New York Jets.
Joe Douglas.
Yes.
Has one of the best track records in the draft in recent years, if we're being honest. Drafting Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, the pass rusher, Will McDonald, who's got like 10 sacks now. Mm-hmm. He has nailed some first-round picks. So, I'm not saying you necessarily have to run Elliott Wolf out of town.
Jermaine Johnson, the linebacker, is pretty good, too.
I mean, like, they have built
all those guys. Almost all those guys came in, like, one draft. But
good
still,
draft. Well, I'd take one good draft over no
I certainly
draft.
Would, too, but he's overseen some other not-so-good drafts,
so
I guess.
I don't know if he is, you know, your new GM, executive VP, works with Elliott Wolf, consultant. He's a guy that I would like to have help Elliott Wolf next April when he has the third pick, the second pick, the first pick. Mm. That guy seems to eyeball blue-chip talent and get it done. You're going to have a chance at blue-chip talent, get it done. So that would help you in my long-term dream, I think, of Garrett Wilson. But I have a shorter-term dream. There is an do you believe the pass rush needs to be better?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course it needs to be better. Yeah.
Do you believe the Patriots could use a blue-chip football player on the defensive front.
100%, yes.
Who's the blue chippiest front seven player who could be available? He may have a blue star on the side of his helmet.
Oh, Parsons?
Micah Parsons will go into his fifth year option next year.
Did you see the Cowboys yesterday?
$21 million jump in his salary cap figure for next year.
That's a lot.
For a team that already has cap trouble. So, yeah. A, can you keep him? B, can you give him the money he wants long term? He's going to want ridiculous money. Mm-hmm. He's already said as much, basically. So, could you trade with your buddy, your frenemy, Jerry Jones, for Micah Parsons? Send them not this year's first-round pick. We need that. Next year's first-round pick and a couple other picks, and then hand a boatload of cash to Micah Parsons. Because I feel like if you bring in Micah Parsons...
I'll tell you what, I like it.
T. Higgins.
I like it.
Will Campbell. Mm-hmm. Maybe one veteran offensive lineman. I don't know if it's Ronnie Stanley or somebody else, but give me a veteran offensive lineman. You telling me that's not a plan for success right there? You'll turn this thing around quick. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I'm saying you're competing for a playoff spot.
I think you certainly could be. And at the very least...
Nailed it!
At the very least, there's no way anybody can look at an offseason like that and say, what are these guys doing? It's clear what you're doing. It's clear how this is all materializing, and it seems as though you're being aggressive. Those are aggressive moves. T. Higgins is going to take a ton of money to get him. To trade for someone like Parsons, you have to be very aggressive to go out and do that. And I feel like... fortune has favored the bold lately. Look at the Texans. They traded into the first top five. They had two picks in the top three, and that turned out great for them, although they did lose yesterday. But notwithstanding, they're in a much better situation than you are, and I feel like the Patriots have just played scared. They're scared of trading out. They're scared of making big moves. They're scared of spending big money on free agent wide receivers like Ridley or whoever else is out there, and now they got a coach who kind of coaches scared. They're just they're
That's
very
a great
timid.
Point.
They're very, very timid when it comes to all of this, and there's no reason to be anymore. You want another season of four wins? You want another season of people booing your team off the field here, Robert? No. You need to go out there and be aggressive, and this is the way to do it.
And check, it's a great point I want to get back to in a minute.
Okay.
The fact that you brought a scaredy-ass offseason into a scaredy-ass coaching style in-season is a connection I hadn't made, but you're 1,000%
right. Just came to me.
They've been scared since March, and they're scared in November.
Yeah.
And at some point, you are what your actions say you are, right? You set a culture. They were brought in to set a culture. Maybe they've set a culture, but just a bad one. But the other thing is, Robert Kraft, if he wanted to look at my phone from yesterday, the texts I was getting and the tweets about people, I'm done. I'm going to go do something else. I got better things to do than watch this disaster when they're giving up 24 points in the second quarter. I can virtually.
I raked a lot of leaves yesterday.
How's the nuts?
The acorns.
The acorns
I've
yeah.
dealt with the acorns. Now it's just about the leaves.
Just
but
leaves.
Yeah, it's a
what are you doing with the leaves?
Though.
You're burning them in a barrel?
Yes, it's Diz's house. We're getting
smart
together.
Man, smart
just
man.
Burning the hell out of these leaves.
The Blue Hills went up in smoke.
That's right. Yeah, heading over to Houghton's Pond and just hoping not to have a brush fire.
Hey, we got a lot of rain over the past week. I think
that's
we're
true.
We did. I don't know if we're out of the woods necessarily, pun intended, but I do believe it's a better situation. I don't know if the red flags are out. But you're right. If you bring in Will Campbell, let's just say, or if you want to go sexy, you want to go sexy as you know what, bring in McMillan and T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's blocking. We'll get into those issues later in the season. But if you pair up Drake May with T. Higgins and McMillan, and then on the defensive side of the ball, you have Micah Parsons rushing and Christian Gonzalez in the back end. And by the way, Micah Parsons will help make some of those other guys better. Marcus Jones will probably look like a slightly better corner. Kyle Duggar might be a better coverage safety.
I think that's all. And not to mention other guys on the line will be better,
and
too.
And people are lining up to buy jerseys, watch
right.
games, buy tickets. There will be excitement again because – little dirty secret is there's not a lot of excitement right now, and the excitement could wane. As you've said, one of those Bills games is going to be an ass-whooping here at Gillette Stadium in
yeah.
all likelihood.
You think although, you hit rock bottom? You got two games with Buffalo coming
They do
up
have that thing with the Bills where they steal Bills wins recently.
They did have that. Do they still have that?
Probably not, but you never know.
We'll see. 617-779-7937. Back to your phones here. John's in the car. Go ahead, John.
John, let's just start off with... Hey, let's just start off with Elliott Wolf has to go. Like that's the point number one. But point number two, I'm kind of forgetful. But the great George Bush once said, "Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you can't." I forget that.
Not gonna fool me again. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're not gonna fool me again. Is it like coaches who learn on the job? Matt Patricia, like, we didn't like that, right, when he tried to learn how to be an offensive coordinator on the fly. We thought that was a terrible idea, right?
It was, yes.
So,
although that offense doesn't look too bad these days.
Why do we have a – with Mac Jones. But anyway, So Hoo-ah. Why do we have any tolerance for a head coach who's learning on the job right now and failing? He's learning on the job and failing as well. So I don't know why we have any tolerance for this.
Because we have to.
They all have to learn on the job.
We have to because this is what the owner wants, and he owns the team, so we have to tolerate it.
No, he doesn't know what he wants. He wants to win. He wants this. He wants that. He found a guy 5 years ago on a trip, on a spiritual trip, and it's like fantastic. You know, it goes, the wind blows. You know, Gerard Mayo doesn't know what direction it's going to go, but Bob Kraft changes his mind. So I think at the end of the year, he can change his mind and go, you know what? I thought Gerard Mayo might be a spiritual guy, but he's not equipped to run a football team right now. So because he's learning on the job and he can't figure out, like, what to do when the guys cross the white line. So I think that might be the final nail in the coffin and why we need to get rid of him.
All right, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We will be talking about not just Drake May, but Gerard Mayo, two guys who, as we said, are learning on the job right now. Who do you think is improving more? Who do you think is improving at all? And are you seeing anything that you like from Gerard Mayo on a week-to-week basis? I think with Drake May, it's been pretty clear. We've seen improvement, maybe not yesterday, but over the course of the last 5 weeks, we've seen definite steps forward. We've seen things that impressed us. Is any of that applicable to Gerard Mayo in his first year as head coach? We'll get to all of that with your phone calls next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.